Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, and on the line joining me is Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca. Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
All right. Sounded like an action-packed agenda last night. Tell us all about it.
Okay. Well, we had a couple of withdrawals and postponements, including the first one is 21 Melrose Avenue was withdrawn. Our second one on 19 Lower Cross Road was for site plan to do some improvements that are over the 150,000 cubic feet in volume threshold. That was approved. We did not hear 59 Moreland. That had been postponed. But the commission took action on 12 Meadow Drive. That's a coastal application to do modifications to a home there, and that was approved. Then we had a request to make some changes to a declaration of restrictions for an open space area and a subsequent additions to a dwelling on a previous subdivision. This is at 359 North Street, and both of those were approved. Then we did not hear the applications at 133 East Putnam Avenue. That's a historic overlay zone, and they're looking to make some reconfigurations of their parking area there. So that then led us into what ended up being the main event for the evening, which was our pre-application discussions. The pre-applications are those non-binding discussions with the commission on applications for special permit that are required to go for the commission for these chats, if you will, before they submit their actual application. And we started with 240 Greenwich Avenue. This is one of the three major affordable housing projects that are before the commission at the moment. This is behind the Bank of America building. And there was a lot of, it's a six-story building. There was a lot of question and comments about potential traffic impacts and about potential parking impacts. There's not a lot of parking relative to the number of units that are proposed, which is 60. And given that this is on the same parcel of land as a commercial use, it also raised questions about how the parking for the commercial use would continue to be satisfied when you've got this six-story residential building. So there's other comments that were made by the public and the commission involved questions about the historic significance, given that the Greenwich Avenue does have a National Register of Historic Places designation. And further, someone had mentioned that there is a subsurface water flow, and that was of significant concern given their subsurface parking proposal. So a lot of questions that will have to be worked out if the applicant wants to come before the commission with a final site plan application. Then that led us to the second affordable housing project that is before the commission at the moment, which is on Benedict Place. This proposal is for 110 units. And it's in a six-story building. Many of the same questions that were on the 240 Greenwich Avenue were the same questions that were posed to this applicant. I should also note that because these are applications that do not have to comply with zoning, but a different test is applied, and that is a balance between the need for affordable housing and any public health or safety issue. So we obviously have a need for affordable housing based on the threshold of 10% set by the state and us only being at 5%. So the commission did ask the applicant about offering more than 30% of the total units as affordable and asked both of those applicants to explore that further. So we'll see if that application comes back too. And then we moved on to the old Starbucks in Costco, which is proposed as a restaurant for rotisserie chicken. Again, this is still a pre-application. So under that, the commission suggested that it would be more prudent for them to open as a retail establishment as opposed to a restaurant given the deficit of parking, and felt that was the way to go and to see how it goes once it opens and how much traffic is there before they come in with the restaurant. So we'll see if they take that advice. Then there's a proposal at 733 Lake Avenue. It's a historic overlay that was well received. Again, just a pre-application, but this is for an addition and a swimming pool. And then there was a brief discussion about a potential zoning text amendment to support sustainability, energy efficiency, and the use of renewable energy. This is in response to a new public act issued by the state that affords each municipality in the state to start regulating those types of issues. So we're following along with that and proposing some regulations there. And then lastly, that led us to a decision item, which is a preliminary site plan at 8 and 10 Lewis Street. And this is the new restaurant that is proposed up at the top of the avenue. And the commission moved it forward to final with some comments that would limit the total number of seats because it's such a large space. They have many more seats than we used to on Greenwich Avenue, and there's concern about what that would do for parking in the area. And that rounded out the evening.
All right, good. Long meeting or no?
Yes, it wasn't too bad with the postponements. It would have been trying if we had to hear everything.
Okay, and next meeting is going to be?
The next meeting is on March 15th, and in addition to the two affordable housing projects I just mentioned, one at 240 Greenwich Avenue and the other on Benedict's Place, we have two others. 5 Brookridge Drive is one of them. We've heard it before as a pre-application, and now it's before the commission as a preliminary site plan. That's proposed to be heard on March 15th. And then the meeting after that on March 29th, we have tentatively scheduled the fourth affordable housing project. This is for 192 units. This is the project on Church Street. So they have submitted their application as a final site plan, and we have it tentatively scheduled for the last meeting in March.
All right. Is P&Z planning, Margarita, yourself, I don't know, heading up to Hartford to testify about 830G? It seems to, you know, there's a lot of talk about changing and amending it.
I doubt it. We're very, very involved in our local plans for affordable housing. We obviously have to comply with all state laws. I don't think that there's anybody in the state who thinks that the 830G laws are the best thing in the world, so to speak. There's a lot of concern about them, but people feel that it's the best option that there is out there at the moment. And so, yes, people are trying to tweak it, and certainly we've been supportive of that. But I don't think anyone will be actually going up to Hartford, perhaps providing something in writing or over the Zoom.
Okay. And then finally, your meetings are remaining on Zoom for the near future at least, right, Katie?
Yes, we did get an update that we know that we are allowed to continue on Zoom through the end of April, and there is legislation proposed that would allow us to continue that through July of 2023 that it appears to be likely to go through, and that would be extremely good for us because I don't think anyone wants to go back to in-person just at the moment. And for reasons other than the health issues, frankly, our participation in meetings has skyrocketed with Zoom, and that's significant for the Planning and Zoning Commission, as our being, so to speak, is dependent on transparency and involvement and participation. So it's quite significant to be able to continue doing things this way.
All right, Katie, well done. Thanks very much for your time this morning. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you, Tony. You too.
That's Greenwich Director of Planning and Zoning, Katie DeLuca, joining us after last night's PM.